the March 14th, 2023 business meeting of Simpsonville City Council. City Clerk Clark, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Roop?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Present.
Councilmember Roche? Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchins?
Here.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Here. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Each member of council will have received a copy of the minutes from the February 14th business meeting of council. Were there any corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, they will stand approved as written. We're at citizen comments. We've had one person sign up for citizen comments. If you
on paper, that's what it started as. There's proof of that. And like I said, multiple FOIA violations through the meeting process, the lack of notification to the public, the fact that the actual voting was not part of the agenda, nor was it part of the motion to vote, so it was an improper vote. And I think it was unethical and a despicable thing when you place a police presence in League of States after you had already voted to permanently close Hunter Street. Y'all had the police department write close to 20 tickets to people for no reason more than to build a case for something that you had already decided. Very unethical practice, and there's people out there who might have points on their license just so you could show us and show us up, and you made that very clear. So I will follow through with this, win or lose. I'm going to follow through with this, and like I said, I hate it's coming to this, but if anyone would like to speak to me about this, I'm going to sit through the entirety of the meeting. I'll be more than happy to talk to you after the meeting about it. If not, that's fine too. I understand. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mr. O'Rear. First item of business on our agenda is 6A, second reading of TX-2023-01, miscellaneous refinements to the zoning ordinance. Planner John Derby, will you summarize, please?
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Council. We have received the staff report for this item. This is a second reading. I'll kind of go through the bullet points of what we look to amend from the current zoning ordinance, not too much in details. Any other questions? Removing some pedestrian lighting in the overlay district, not using them currently. Refining the downtown window signage, making downtown signage zone separate criteria, separate from regular business district signage. We are updating our lighting ordinance. Detail with that more specific with the boundaries. Maintenance of trees, streetscapes, new regulations for those. Orientation of certain businesses, detailing car washes to align with camp shops. And then the zoning ordinance section dealing with business signage, residential and commercial. We did some updates with that, detailing with the window signage. A couple of defined terms been included. Nothing's changed as far as verbiage from the last time this came before y'all. I did some little housekeeping to make sure that the 1, 2, and 3s match what we had prior. Some were A, B, and C. I turned back into 1, 2, 3s. I think some rookie mistakes from my part. First time doing an ordinance. So, got any questions? I'm glad to answer those for you.
Thank you, Mr. Derby. A motion is in order. Councilmember Hutchings.
Mayor and Council, I'll make a motion to approve on second reading. TX-2023-01, miscellaneous refinements to the zoning ordinance.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Hutchings with the second from Councilmember Houlihan. Discussion? Councilmember Hutchings?
I've had some businesses come to me and ask about the Crepe Myrtle murder thing. They wanted to know if they didn't want to prune properly, I guess is the way to put it. If they could replace those trees with something else, how, what would be the process if so, if that's allowed?
Depending on if a site that already had site plan approval, there's some developments that are so old on Fairview Road that we do not have current plans for. So in those cases, they would just provide us a new landscape plan that we keep on files. We can keep details of what's out there currently. And see if whatever they're proposing is something in line with what it's requiring of a tree that's being planted at the time.
Mr. Derby, can you stay a little closer to the mic?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. On the motion to approve on second reading of TX 2023-01 miscellaneous refinements to the zoning ordinance, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries unanimously. Item 6B, resolution 2023-01, multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation. I see Mr. Knutson isn't present. Administrator Gracely, will you summarize for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. This resolution is to adopt the current Greenville County multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan. We have, of course, in the past adopted any plans that they've done, and this is an update, and it somehow slipped through the cracks. It's the 2020 plan that we failed to adopt here, so this resolution is just a formal adoption of that. The reasons for it are, obviously, we want to be part of the multi-jurisdictional plan because disasters don't know jurisdictional property lines. And also, if we are eligible for any FEMA funding, we have to have adopted this plan. So that's what we're doing here. And this is a resolution which only requires an affirmative vote of council.
Motion is in order. Councilmember Houlihan.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to move that council approve resolution 2023-01, which is the multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Houlihan with a second from Councilmember Gooch. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries unanimously. Item 6C, resolution 2023-02, allocation of CDBG and home funds. Administrator Gracely, will you summarize, please?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. As you know, every year we are required to adopt a resolution which basically outlines how we intend to spend our community development block grant and home funding that's administered for us through the Greenville County Redevelopment Authority. Ivan Wabadu was here a month ago presenting the annual action plan. We had this discussion at committee of the whole last month, and nothing has changed since those presentations were made.
Thank you. A motion is in order. Councilmember Houlihan.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to move that council approve resolution 2023-02, which is the allocation of CDBG and home funds.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Houlihan with a second from Councilmember Hutchins. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries unanimously. Item 6D, approval of state accommodations tax funding request. Administrator Gracely, will you summarize, please?
Yes, thank you. As we discussed at the committee of the whole last month, the State Accommodations Tax Advisory Committee met on two separate occasions to review applications, to hear presentations from the applicants, and then to decide as a group the funding recommendations that would be presented to council for approval. Those were presented to you 2 weeks ago at Committee of the Whole, and I would be happy to answer any questions about those if you have them.
Motion is in order. Councilmember Cummings.
Mayor and Council, I make a motion to approve the state accommodations tax funding request as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Oh, I'm sorry. There's a motion from Councilmember Cummings with a second from Councilmember Houlihan. Make sure our clerk can keep up with us. Discussion? Councilmember Root.
I forgot to ask last week, was there anyone, I know last year there was a couple that were denied. Was there any this this year, companies that applied that didn't get any funds?
The only project that did not get funding was the request that we made for our gymnasium renovation. And the main reason for that was when we saw that the funding requests were over the amount of funding available, I expressed to the advisory committee that we would pull back on that request. We wanted to maintain our request for Simply Freedom Fest, but as far as the gymnasium renovations, what they decided to do was, if there are any remaining funds after all of the events have been held, then any of those remaining funds can be used for that purpose. Aside from that, everybody else was funded at a lower level than they requested. Just about every request received some cut in funding because there just wasn't enough money available. But there's a spreadsheet in your backup that shows each applicant the amount of funding that was requested and what the advisory board is recommending for council approval.
So that looks like a $60,000.
It was a $60,000 request, which is now essentially zero unless there are funds remaining at the end of the fiscal year.
Okay. What are our plans as a city maybe next year to address this? If this money isn't going to be available next year for a tax, is it something that the city's going to look to do, or
for the gymnasium renovation?
Yes,
I actually, as I'm preparing the FY24 budget, there's some money in the hospitality tax budget that would put money into the gymnasium renovation.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Further discussion? On the motion to approve the state accommodations tax funding request as presented, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries unanimously. Item 6E, approval of Simpsonville Welcome Center budget. Administrator Gracely.
Yes, thank you. At the Committee of the Whole 2 weeks ago, we had the Chamber's President, Ms. Allison McGarity, here to present the Chamber's Welcome Center budget. The Welcome Center gets a portion of the state accommodations tax funding from the city to provide that service for us. And state law has changed such that this is the second year now that they've had to present the budget to the advisory committee and then subsequently to council for approval. And so she presented her budget 2 weeks ago. It's pretty standard. You know, portion of the rental for their office space, staff time that's involved in Welcome Center activities, and those types of things that are all eligible expenses.
Thank you. The motion is in order. Councilmember Houlihan.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to move that council approve the Simpsonville Welcome Center budget.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Houlihan with a second from Councilmember Cummings. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no.
No.
We have five yeses and one no from Councilmember Gooch. No, was that Gooch or Root? I'm sorry, it was Councilmember Gooch. The motion carries. That completes all the items on our agenda for this evening. And with that, if there are no objections, we stand adjourned.